This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, nobody knows the NFL draft better than this guy right here. If you don't use OurLads.com, if you're not ordering the Our Lads Draft Guide, then you're not doing the NFL draft right. And NFL draft guru Dan Shonka joins us now on the Wendy's Big Show. Dan, how are you this afternoon, sir?
I'm real good, guys. Yeah, it's that time of year where we're starting to roll toward that combine and then get some verified information on those juniors. And since we had 93 of them now going to the combine, it's an exciting time for all the draft fans out there.
And the first sort of controversy that's come out ahead of the draft, Dan, and I don't mean to make you defend anybody else's stance, but it's what everybody is talking about when it comes to the NFL draft, and that's Bill Polian on ESPN saying that Lamar Jackson, the quarterback from Louisville, should switch to wide receiver before he enters the NFL draft. What did you think of that analysis? How do you have Lamar Jackson's game translating at the next level?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, Lamar's a terrific athlete. And he's actually improved his throwing and things this past year. And I mean, he's just a great athlete. Now we've got him in top 32, our up to date top 32, and stuff will be going up here in the next day or two. But we got him around the 20 mark, you know, somewhere that 20, 23, somewhere in there, the top 32. I think he's going to get. Someone's going to draft him as a quarterback, and I don't know, is he going to be a better Tyrod Taylor? Certainly with his feet, he probably can be. He's tried to stay in the pocket this year and throw. He's got a pretty quick release, but the thing is, the number one thing the guy is a great athlete. So can he be a great quarterback? You know, it might take time, and as you know, people don't give these quarterbacks any time anymore, and that's what Lamar needs. But one thing he does have, because of that tremendous ability, their athletic ability that he has and his speed and everything, if he can't make it at quarterback, which I think he's going to get his first shot at, then he's always got a fallback position, you know. So, but first of all, you're going to work him as a quarterback.
Yeah, you would think that Deshaun Watson has kind of thrown that out for these guys. You just bring them in, see what happens. I mean, a guy that I wish, I don't think they'll be able to get him, but I wish a guy like, you know, Derwin James, the Florida State safety, the big old safety down there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where he's going to go, Shunk, but I would love to see him in the Packer uniform. Shunk. Yeah, I can see him at 14 for the Packers. I would love that, but I'm not real sure how high that you guys have. What do you have him at on the board?
Well, you know, we've had him, you know, at the bottom of our top 10 for most of the year. And right. Now here's what's going to happen, Leroy and guys up, you know, that I think he's going to be that big nickel guy, you know. I mean, he's going to be that linebacker, hybrid safety, blitzer, all that, you know, and he is a great football player. Now, you know, early in the year, of course, he was nicked up a year ago and stuff, and then this year he kind of started out a little slow. But man, live, he started coming on real hard again in our mind, he's a top 10 athlete, top 10 football player. Will he go there? Well, hey, it all depends on, you know, how crazy these people get with these quarterbacks, and you know, he may fall out of that top 10, but he's certainly in that group.
Talking with Dan Shonka of Our Lads Draft Service here on the Wendy's Big Show. Rob Domofsky of ESPN had put out there that he thinks this might be the year where the Bucs try to trade up into the top 10 from where they are.
The who?
Packers could possibly try to trade up into the top 10 from 14, Dan. If that's the case, is there a player or two that would fit Packer needs if they were to try to get up in the top 10?
Well, certainly, and it's not a sexy pick. But I think that, and everybody go crazy, I think, if they did. But, you know, Quentin Nelson, it looked good at right guard.
Oh, no.
No, 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 no.
If they trade up for a guard, I'm going to lose my mind.
If he's the best on the board, they're going to grab him.
But you don't trade up for a guard.
The Packers.
I know you'd go.
Go ahead, Dan.
Go ahead, Sean.
but here, you know, here's some other things you got that the Packers will be looking at. Obviously, there's some pretty good corners in this draft, and then the safety. Now, hey, what the thing that the Packers can't get up high enough to get him though? But Minkah Fitzpatrick is a tremendous football player. You know, I mean, he can do it all. You don't want him. You want to match up on a wide receiver, stick him in the corner. You want to match up, put him over the top of the safety. You want him strong safety, put him there. You want him at line him up over a tight end, put him there. I mean, he's the, you know, but Cleveland should take him if, you know, up there at four somewhere. But anyway, I don't know if they're going to have to trade up to get their targeted guy. I mean, they're probably looking at linebackers, maybe some defensive linemen. Like I said, an offensive guard, they can get in the second round or so. So I don't know what their target would be. They can get a tight end in the second round if they're going to go that direction. So I tell you, you know, this is really a good draft in the second round is going to be super strong. I mean, you're talking about guys that are darn near first-round guys that are going to be in the second round. This is a super second-round draft.
Hey, Shunk.
That's my nickname for him. You can't use
this. This is Gary Ellison here. The Packers, obviously, I think they have more needs defensively than they do offensively. And not really trying to nail you down, but if they stay at 14, who's the guy at 14?
Well,
tell me, what about this? Is this guy a guy? I think he's like 6'7". Is he from like a small school in Texas somewhere? Defensive lineman?
You're thinking of Marcus Davenport. He goes to University of Texas, San Antonio.
Right.
And, you know, here's the thing now. He's a project. He's not ready to go. You might have saw him in the Senior Bowl. Now,
right.
I mean, he can bend, he can do those things, but he's not a real strong guy right now. He's got to get stronger because I tell you, those big tackles get their mitts on him and it's all over, you know,
okay.
And he locks them up.
All right. Well, give me the guy at 14 then, Dan.
Yeah, well, I tell you, Vitavia, I like him. The big defensive tackle, you know, out of Washington. He's a beast and really like him. Hey, I like Tremaine Edmonds, the linebacker, you know, out of Virginia Tech. He's really a good football player. A guy that it scares me a little bit that he's only started 1 year, but he's a very good cornerback, and that's Josh Jackson out of Iowa.
I don't think he'll fall that far. You think he's going to fall that far?
The 14, I think he could. Yes, I do. You know, like I said, it depends on those quarterbacks.
I like him a lot.
You know. So yes, I think he could. I think he could realistically be there at 14 for the Packers. So you know, there are some guys that a heck of a linebacker, a heck of a defensive lineman. You know, so I think very realistically. Of course, I think Davenport would be there if you know all the smoke clears and he ends up being the guy. He'll be there at 14 too.
Interesting stuff. We got people getting cut now in the NFL. Doug Martin obviously getting cut, and some rumblings out there, some other players possibly getting cut. And there was a story the other day about who may get cut on each team, and Randall Cobb and Jordy Nelson's name popped up for the Green Bay Packers, trying to free up some money to go after free agents coming up here. Would you move on from either one of them?
Well, I've always been, you know, a Cobb fan. I mean, and the other one, you just mentioned Jordy, or who?
Yeah, Jordy. Yep.
Jordy.
Well, you know, I tell you what, you'd love to keep him, but boy, that injuries situation he always had. He lost a couple of years with injury, and I guess you're kind of rolling the dice there a little bit. But I really like both those guys. I like Cobb a lot. I like Nelson a lot, and I liked him when they came out of college, and I like them for the Packers, but I don't think he could get rid of both of them, you know. Maybe one of them, but I don't know who it would be. I'd hate to make that decision.
Hey, well, one other thing. Brett Hundley, obviously we saw what he did or didn't do last year. How did you see him coming out of UCLA going into that draft? And then what did you think of him now that he finally got his shot versus what he was like at UCLA?
Well, actually, he's kind of done what we thought he would when he's at UCLA. And I really felt that he would come on more. And he's shown some stuff in preseason and this and that, but not in the games. And, I thought being behind Aaron, and I think he has picked up some things from Aaron, but we had him as a developmental quarterback, obviously a really good athlete who didn't have any blocking in college. And, he could take a hit. And, he had the arm strength and he had the athletic ability and all that stuff. But we felt like if he was salted away for a few years that, he would be fine. Then he went to the Packers behind Aaron. We figured, man, hey, that's a perfect spot for him. And he just hasn't really developed like we thought he would, So he's, he's still a ways away, as you guys know.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield, I mean, the guy has all the credentials. He puts up gaudy numbers. I don't know if height, weight, does that matter anymore? Or do people look at him and think he's like the quarterback? Johnny Manziel? What's your boy?
He's not Manziel, I'll tell you that right now. I mean,
in what way? Is he better, worse, overhyped, underhyped? Or?
Right. No, I tell you what, I'm a big Baker Mayfield fan, and I'll tell you why. Now, this is a self-made guy, and he reminds me so much of Drew Brees. When I was scouting with the Eagles, I made the school call, on Drew Brees. He's in my area there at Purdue and everything, and I just see so many similarities between the two. They both had great work ethic. They're super smart. I mean, he's a football smart guy. Baker Mayfield is, he went as a walk-on, first at Texas Tech. Nobody wanted him out of high school because of that being 6 foot tall. So he goes to Texas Tech, goes in there as a starting quarterback. And then, then he goes, transfers into Oklahoma. And now to show you his consistency, here's a guy that went to New York 3 years in a row for the Heisman. You know what I mean? He was a Heisman finalist 3 years in a row. And that's a real tribute to his consistency over his career. Now, I tell you, he does those things that like Drew Brees does. I mean, he's going to have a couple guards up in front so they can, close down the middle so he can step up in there and get and throw the ball. But I'll tell you, the kid is super smart. He throws the ball at all angles. He gets it in. I mean, his anticipation is outstanding. His decision making is incredible. And he's got, people were at the Senior Bowl were saying, wow, what a strong arm. Well, gee whiz, this kid's been whipping it down the field for the last 3 years. Haven't you guys noticed that? So he's got the arm strength and his anticipation is just outstanding. I mean, he puts, you see quarterbacks that throw the ball and the receiver has to slow down for it. He hits them in stride. He throws the ball where the receiver can catch it and run with it and not slow down. So, he's a tremendous – and he's a great competitor and a great teammate.
Okay,
teammates love him.
Okay, first of all, this is what I'll say. I think the Drew Brees comparison, I don't mind the Drew Brees comparison, and he's not the only small guy. Well, not small guy. I mean, they're all bigger than me. But a six-foot guy like Russell Wilson, there's another guy that's made a living in this league. He's way better than Russell Wilson, I think, throwing the football. So he can play in this league. I don't question that. For me, it's, though, how much does he get knocked for his personality and how he goes about his business off the field and the antics on the field? That's where, if I'm a general manager or a coach, how much do I ding this guy for this and look past the talent and hold him kind of accountable for all this stuff away from the field?
Well, I tell you what, the thing you have to understand now, this guy is a super competitive guy, and the sideline stuff, a couple things that he did, believe me, that's the least of his, the problems in the NFL right now. And also, here's the other thing, he got in that rhubarb down at Arkansas.
Rhubarb, yeah.
He's in trouble. He steps in. He steps in, tries to break it up, and of course he gets in trouble. You know what I mean? He's a fiery competitor. And
sounds like Johnny Manziel all over to me.
I tell you, I'm going to disagree 1,000% on that.
Well, jump on in there and defend him now.
They're the opposite because, you know, here's Manziel was a privileged, rich kid, okay?
True.
The other, you know, when you talk about Mayfield, he's a self-made guy.
Correct.
That is not privileged, and he doesn't go out on the golf course when he wants to. He doesn't drink and do all that other stuff that, you know, that to excess like Manziel did. So, now, I think they're two different personalities altogether.
I'm glad to hear that.
Dan, always appreciate a few minutes. I'd imagine we're going to talk again between now and the NFL draft.
You bet, but I made a mistake. It's Manfield's the guy, or Mayfield's the guy, not Manziel.
No, we know what you're talking about, Sean.
You don't make many mistakes, Sean. Sean, we'll let that one slide. Sean. Thanks, man.
All right, guys. Thanks a million.
And hey, Dan, Sean. Did Sean Lee?
I think he's gone. Right, yeah, you missed him. Yep, he's gone. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking for a simple and convenient pre-approval process for your new home, construction, or renovation loan, call Great Midwest Bank, committed to providing uniquely tailored common-sense mortgage products since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.